The U.S. reconnaissance plane that's been stranded on the Chinese island of Hainan is heading home. The plane was damaged April 1st in a collision with a Chinese fighter. The EP-3 was stripped down, then loaded aboard a huge cargo aircraft for the trip to Marietta, Georgia. The return of the spy plane marks the end of an episode that put a severe strain on U.S.-Chinese relations. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Just over 3 months after it made its emergency descent to Hainan Island, the U.S. surveillance plane finally departed today, in pieces aboard a Russian-designed cargo plane. The EP-3 had been dismantled by a team of U.S. technicians. Not all issues have been resolved, though. There is still the matter of some hundreds of thousands of dollars in compensation that the Chinese side is demanding. And more importantly, according to Professor Jiaqing Guo, a U.S. expert at Beijing University, the whole issue has left a sour taste in the mouths of many Chinese people.
I think a lot of people still feel that the U.S. government has not been very friendly on this issue. Actually, it has been arrogant and not respected China enough and given China due respect.
And that feeling, says Jia, will not disappear overnight. The 3 months since the collision have been a time of increased tension between Beijing and Washington. But the incident has given diplomats in Beijing an interesting insight into the Chinese decision-making process, and especially its crisis management. Several Western diplomats told NPR that on the day the incident occurred, the Chinese military in Hainan gave wrong information to the civilian government in Beijing, who then found themselves having to defend an increasingly improbable scenario, that the U.S. plane had veered suddenly towards the Chinese fighter, causing it to crash into the sea. Diplomats also say that once the Chinese had got themselves out of the corner of their initial hardline rhetoric and had released the U.S. crew, they were desperate to get rid of the plane. They knew it was a stick with which hardliners in Washington could continue to beat China. Former Clinton administration official Susan Shirk, now at the University of California at San Diego, says in some ways the whole issue has helped focus Beijing's mind on just how important the U.S. relationship is.
I think there definitely is a consensus in the Chinese leadership now that, A, China's number one objective is economic modernization. Second, to achieve that kind of economic progress, it needs to have a decent relationship with the United States and a peaceful international environment. So I think in some ways all these difficulties have helped them clarify their own objectives.
In addition to the crucial relationship with Washington, there were and are plenty of other issues on the table helping to focus the Chinese leaders' minds. Renewal of Beijing's trade privileges in Congress, the decision to be made on July 13th about whether Beijing will host the 2008 Olympics, and perhaps most importantly, the visit by President Bush to the summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Shanghai in October. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.